Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if you shall listen diligently to the voice of the Lord Jehovah your God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord Jehovah your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall listen to the voice of the Lord Jehovah your God. You shall be blessed in the city, and you shall be blessed in the field. The fruit of your body shall be blessed, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your cattle, and the flocks of your sheep. Your basket and your store shall be blessed. You shall be blessed when you come in, and you shall be blessed when you go out. The Lord Jehovah shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be stricken before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. The Lord Jehovah shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses, and in all that you set your hand to, and he shall bless you in the land which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you. The Lord Jehovah shall establish you as a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord Jehovah your God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord Jehovah, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord Jehovah shall cause you to abound in goods, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord Jehovah swore to your forefathers to give to you. The Lord Jehovah shall open to you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. And the Lord Jehovah shall make you the head, and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If you listen to the commandments of the Lord Jehovah your God, which I command you this day, to observe and to do them, and you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen to the voice of the Lord Jehovah your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his laws which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. You shall be cursed in the city, and you shall be cursed in the field. Your basket and your store shall be cursed. The fruit of your body shall be cursed, and the fruit of your land, the increase of your cattle, and the flocks of your sheep. You shall be cursed when you come in, and you shall be cursed when you go out. The Lord Jehovah shall send upon you cursing, trouble, and rebuke, in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your deeds, by which you have forsaken me. The Lord Jehovah shall make the pestilence cling to you, until he has consumed you from off the land, where you go to possess it. The Lord Jehovah shall strike you with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting hot wind, judgment, and with mildew. And they shall pursue you until you perish. And your heaven that is over your head shall be brass, and the earth that is under you shall be iron. The Lord Jehovah shall make the rain of your land powder and dust, from heaven it shall come down upon you, until you are destroyed. The Lord Jehovah shall cause you to be stricken before your enemies, you shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And your dead body shall be meat to all birds of the air, and to the beasts of the earth, and no man shall frighten them away. The Lord Jehovah will strike you with the boils of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with the itch of which you cannot be healed. The Lord Jehovah shall strike you with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart. And you shall grope at noonday, as the blind gropes in darkness. And you shall not prosper in your ways. And you shall only be oppressed and spoiled forever, and no man shall save you. You shall marry a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, and you shall not live in it. You shall plant a vineyard, and shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be killed before your eyes, and you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look, and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no strength in your hand. The fruit of your land, and all your labors, a nation which you do not know shall eat up, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed always, so that you shall be mad for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. The Lord Jehovah shall strike you in the knees and in the legs with a sore boil that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord Jehovah shall bring you, and your king which you shall set over you, to a nation which neither you nor your forefathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword, among all nations where the Lord Jehovah shall lead you. You shall carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little in, because the locust shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, because the worms shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your coasts, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, because your olive shall cast off its fruit. You shall father sons and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them, because they shall go into captivity. All your trees and fruit of your land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within you shall get up above you very high, and you shall come down very low. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Furthermore, all these curses shall come upon you, and shall pursue you, and overtake you, until you are destroyed, because you did not listen to the voice of the Lord Jehovah your God, to keep his commandments and his laws which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign, and for a wonder, and upon your descendants forever. Because you did not serve the Lord Jehovah your God with joyfulness, and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore you shall serve your enemies which the Lord shall send against you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck, until he has destroyed you. The Lord Jehovah shall bring a nation against you from far away, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue language you shall not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, appearance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your land, until you are destroyed, which also shall not leave you either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of your cattle, or flocks of your sheep, until he has destroyed you. And he shall besiege you in all your gates, until your high and fenced walls come down, in which you trusted, throughout all your land, and he shall besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land, which the Lord Jehovah your God has given you. And you shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, which the Lord Jehovah your God has given you, in the siege and in the distress, with which your enemies shall distress you. So that the man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eye shall be evil towards his brother, and towards the wife of his bosom, and towards the remnant of his children which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left in the siege, and in the distress, with which your enemies shall distress you in all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground because of her delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil towards the husband of her bosom, and towards her son, and towards her daughter, and towards her young one who comes out from between her feet, and towards her children, which she shall give birth to, because she shall eat them for lack of all things secretly in the siege and distress, with which your enemy shall distress you in your gates. If you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord Jehovah your God, then the Lord Jehovah will make your plagues terrible, and the plagues of your descendants, even great and long-lasting plagues, and terrible and long-lasting sicknesses. Furthermore, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid of, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, even them the Lord Jehovah will bring upon you until you are destroyed, and you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord Jehovah your God. And it shall come to pass, that as the Lord Jehovah rejoiced over you to do you good, and to multiply you, so the Lord Jehovah will rejoice over you to destroy you, and to bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked from off the land where you go to possess it. And the Lord Jehovah shall scatter you among all people, from the one end of the earth even to the other, and there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your forefathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations you shall find no ease, neither shall the sole of your foot have rest. But the Lord Jehovah shall give you there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of your life. In the morning you shall say, "Would God it were evening," and at evening you shall say, "Would God it were morning," because the fear of your heart with which you shall fear, and for the sight of your eyes, which you shall see. And the Lord Jehovah shall bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way of which I spoke to you. You shall see it no more again, and there you shall be sold to your enemies for slave men and slave women, and no man shall buy you.